Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Yeah.
What's up there, fruitcakes?
St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
We have the day off.
Yes,
so
we do.
We're not going to spend too long today having the chit-chats.
Yeah, it's like a Friday where you're like, is it a half day? Is it really a half day or what is it? We don't know.
We're calling it James Arthur's Day on the Strawberry Alarm Clock because we speak to James Arthur. And of course, traditionally, it would have been Arthur's Day.
Traditionally.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, there was big money spent on that.
Oh, do you remember that?
I remember the first one, I was actually doing my show when I did a show on my own, Jim, from the storehouse. And
I was there. I was there as well.
You're on a different floor. You're also on a different radio station.
I was on a different radio station. Was this the one where there was a show?
And yeah, yeah. There was loads of people.
I walked in. Tom Jones walked in front of me.
Tom Jones was chatting.
He had white hair.
Yeah.
He looked like a pint of Guinness nearly.
he was chatting up Beetlebugs to beat the band.
Was he?
Yeah. They all loved him.
This would have been what?
I think it was 09.
Something like that.
And then the black and white milkshakes were in full flow. This is just part of the story. I'm not really talking about the things. And then there was no one asking anything. God only knows how much that cost the first year they did it.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
But it got messy.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Really messy.
So between now and tomorrow, I might do my own virtual Arthur's Day at home. And I'll listen to Tom Jones music.
Oh, God.
No, you're grand. We'll also be on our stream tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day itself. So
it's at 3 o'clock. Not on the normal... On the app, on the FM4 app. So is that the same on the TV as well?
Yeah, so you'll hit the app and it'll look like somebody else is on, but just hit the play button. And if you go to the web link on your laptop, you just hit play.
The 930, the...
Virgin Media.
The Virgin Media channel. Is that the station or is that the app feed?
That's a good question, Jim, but me not being IT-based, I don't know the solution.
Okay, well, anyway.
Sure, try it and find out.
We'll be on the app and we're playing some tunes that we don't normally play, and they're all Irish, aren't they?
They're all Irish.
So all the presenters,
guys,
in 104 are going to be
girls,
involved.
Bands, new artists, old artists. It's a good mix.
It's
good mix.
Good crack. So that's between 3 and 6 tomorrow on the app.
Yeah, it's just Paddy's Day. You've got nothing else to do. Like, if you're having a few, just stick us on your smart speaker or whatever, and away you go. It'll be good.
It will be good.
A lot of people are reacting to the Bryan Cranston show. That's not that we made it or anything, but we recommended it.
Oh, it's very good.
And
so I've seen the first three. I'm going to watch a couple more now over this next couple of days.
A lot of listeners have said they've done all 10 and they really, really enjoyed it. So,
oh, good.
I don't think you're going to be wasting your time. Of course, just a few more sleeps now to Line of Duty. A big expect, like, that's got big shoes to fill, because I remember the last start of season 5. There was there was anticipation, but now. Everyone who's been told about it, and that it's been nearly 2 years since it was on. Yeah, well, think of all the people who've been told it's on Netflix.
They better wrap up who H is. If they barrel on into it without telling who H is, I'm out.
Well, there's already clips in the promo about it being is it a man or a woman? So I maybe they are.
Mm.
I don't know.
I can't deal with any more steps memes.
Oh
God!
I prefer the one with the hydrant.
Or your man from that sci-fi sitcom. With the H on his forehead. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
That guy. Coming up on the podcast today, everybody, we have, we'll chat about various things, including the Oscar nominations. We've got a couple of tips for Cheltenham, but it might be too late by the time you're hearing this. Nobby has an accident during Instagram.
I'm still wearing the results of the accident.
No spoilers. He has an accident and he has to change his clothes to something very unusual.
I think we're onto something, by the way. I'm very comfortable. Like these.
Yeah.
You'll hear more in the thing.
Yeah, I'd say, like, you know, if you were a hip hop star.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone would start copying you.
If I was Biggie, Biggie could walk in with these.
Yeah.
He technically couldn't now, but when he was around.
Yeah.
If
Kanye started wearing them,
people would want to be buying them.
Pair them and some Yeezys.
They'd be out of stock.
You'll find out what that is all about in just a few minutes. And James Arthur.
That really helps here. If I think of myself as a rapper, I'm like, what's the problem?
Why not?
I'd need better runners.
You need a couple of chains. You need a baseball cap.
I need really white runners.
You probably need a couple of tats.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, I am tat.
You need to bling yourself up a little bit more. But apart from that, you are ready to go. You're fly.
Yeah.
You are super fly.
Pretty fly for a baldy white guy.
And James Arthur is going to be with us, who is a... he's a complicated fella.
He is. I mean, he's probably a divisive artist, maybe. You know, people think, oh, that Muppet. And other people think, oh, no, he's like...
No, I think his Muppety days, he even admits it himself, his Muppety days are behind him. He was a bit controversial when he first came out. He's been quieter recently and... he's very keen to let us know that he's, you know, in real life, he's a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, look, we've interviewed complex characters over the years, and some of the most complex ones are very interesting. Mm. Like, he's not a singer. I'm not saying he's like James Arthur. Dave McSavage, very complex character.
He reminds me of Dave McSavage.
But, like, Dave McSavage will always leave you questioning things when he leaves the studio.
Yeah, he's gas.
You know?
If you're looking for somebody to follow... I mean, and you're not easily offended. Dave McSavage is brilliant on Instagram. So he owns Instagram.
Speaking of the not easily offended, Darrow Breen put up something to do with Winston Churchill last night.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's to do with the Piers Morgan thing, saying that he can put the statue in his backyard if he likes.
I think he said that the police who were guarding the statue were the really bad police, like the ones that they gave really, really easy jobs to. Here, look after that statue overnight, will you?
He said, the replies to my tweet about guarding the Churchill statue are a delightful mix of Father Dougal, Homer Simpson, Parks and Recreation and Terry Pratchett, plus about 7 angry people. But give it time. And someone replied to him and said, they're all focusing on Jedward at the moment. You're all right. Yeah, I'd say sometimes when it's Darrow Breen, it's difficult to be an Irish man in the UK when some things he said, but he's also very big.
But he doesn't back down. If somebody disagrees with him, he pops back. He doesn't mess. He doesn't let stuff go. It's like, what? Excuse me? Hello?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Dara. Dora.
Have a great one, everybody. We'll talk to you Thursday morning, and we're on the stream tomorrow between 3 and 6. Big, big news for the Bridgerton Season 2 fans, because it has started filming. I would imagine it'll probably get released on Christmas Day again. The popular Netflix series Bridgerton is officially underway, with actor Luke Newton revealing in an Instagram post that filming has started.
The most watched show in the history of Netflix's history.
Is it? The boys are back in town, Colin wrote.
Very good.
Snap shows Jonathan Bailey, who plays Newton's on-screen older brother, Lord Anthony Bridgerton, chilling with Luke Thompson, who plays the sibling Benedict Bridgerton. So they're all there. Dearest readers, breaking news, Bridgerton will return for a second season. Of course it will, it's massive.
So that's good. That is good news for everybody. Good news for viewers, a bit of distraction. And good news for all the people who get to work on that show, because they have work.
Think of it. There must be a huge amount of people working on that show. But budgets.
Yeah.
But budgets.
We didn't get into this yesterday, because I don't think anyone was kind of... It was all about the big, big names. A singer and multi-instrumentalist has become the first British person to win Grammys for each of his 4 albums. Jacob Collier took home the award for Best Arrangement for He Won't Hold You, featuring Rhapsody. He now has 5 wins from 7 nominations... I think a lot of people haven't even heard of this dude.
Never heard of him.
Jacob said, this is an incredibly exciting time to be an artist. How he planned to celebrate, he said, I might go for a swim in the ocean.
What's his name again?
His name is Jacob Collier.
I'll pretend I know when I'm talking to my friends. Have you not listened to Jacob Collier? He's won a Grammy for all the 4 albums. You know, listen to him. You're so behind the times.
I need to know the other 4, you know, the other 3 artists. Who has he been working with? Is he
Do
one of
really
those?
Want to hear 4 instrumental albums?
No, but like, no, I don't mean that. But has he got the albums for stuff he did with artists, big artists?
There's a lot of awards. That Grammys goes on for about 6 weeks. And it's just like, oh, best harp, you know, best person who, you know,
best
had a pedal,
harp.
Best pedal under a piano. There's an awful lot of awards. Forget about the Grammys now, Nobby, because it's the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
And the nominees. The 2021 Academy Awards are set to take place on April 25th. It's the 93rd one. 70 women received a total of 76 nominations. Two women, Emerald Fennell and Chloe Zhao, were nominated in directing category on the same year for the first time. So that's last year there was no female director. Do you remember that?
I do remember
that. And there was a hullabaloo, and the hullabaloo seems to have paid off. Two women have done that. Zhao is the first woman of colour to be nominated in the category, which is baffling. Mank, Netflix black and white drama that Podgy told us was great, about screenwriter Herman J. Mankiewicz. Development of the screenplay for the legendary Citizen Kane led among the nominations. 10 nominations. It looks gorgeous, though. Cinematography.
Mankiewicz you are. You're Mankiewicz.
Oh.
Yeah, but what's the name of the Irish picture?
So, in the discussion
Wolf
around... the animation.
Yeah. It's the only one, I think, isn't it?
I'm not sure, yeah. I haven't seen it. This is the first I've heard of it. So, there's three black men. Leslie Odom Jr., for One Night in Miami, Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield for Judas and the Black Messiah were all nominated for the Best Supporting Actor category. So things have moved on a bit from a few years ago when there was like no African Americans and no women. It was just like, how come?
Yeah.
So they've seemed to have slightly fixed that.
A tiny bit done, a lot more to do.
Yeah.
Wolfwalkers is the name of it, yeah. It's the Irish nomination.
Come on, Ireland. We always do well with the animation, don't we?
Yeah, down to the old brown bag. And people who've been inspired by them.
Very good.
Brown Bag Productions.
I just
started
thinking of a cheese sandwich there for some reason.
Anyway, that is Dish the Dirt for now. But we have more after 7 a.m. of course. It's 6:54. It's kind of a bit of a giddy day, isn't it? I don't know what day it feels like.
It's Friday. It's a Tuesday Friday.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's Tuesday Friday. It's the mini weekend.
Yeah. It's good. I like it. Come on, Paddy. It's F104.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 10 past 7.
Good, whatever the day of the week it is, more into you.
What's the story, everybody? How are we?
Good.
Cheltenham. It's strange to see the two headlines. So it's Cheltenham on the front page of every paper, and also no pints. Pictures of pints with...
no pints.
X's through them. No beer and no cheer for St. Patrick's Day, as people have been urged not to buy takeaway beer and cans or meet up with pals to celebrate.
I think they really will if people start meeting up outside of pubs, and yeah, they have to be consumed 100 metres away. If people start doing that, it nearly turns it into an accidental beer garden.
Yeah.
And then I think they'll stop takeaway pints for everyone.
Yeah. Because no matter what, even on the first one you might be distancing, and then by the second or third you're kind of a little bit more... Ha ha ha!
So basically if there's a field near the pub, they're asking you not to do that. And if you do that, I'd say they'll cancel the takeaway points until this all ends for everyone.
Oh, jeez.
And that wouldn't be very nice.
No. And don't be... obviously, don't be meeting up in gardens and stuff. That's the guidelines from Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glenn. He said last night the public should not be congregating over pints tomorrow. Okay.
That's not a car running inside the studio. Where is... I can't even see it. Where?
It's over there.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I have it on the highest setting. I can turn it down in a minute. And Cheltenham starts. Cheltenham starts today. If that's your thing,
that's what you're into.
Nobby, you won't be having a flutter.
I haven't had enough success of it over the years to kind of...
Nobody has success.
Have a go. Some people do.
Ah, yeah, but then they lose it all.
But like you'd be a sneaky winner now.
Yeah, but then I lose it all. I end up sort of breaking even.
You'd have decent wins now and again, though.
Once in a while. Anyway, I'll tell you the one.
Usually tells you about his decent win afterwards, by the way.
No, I don't. I've stopped telling people. I used to tell everybody, oh, here's the tip I got. And then I stopped because every time I did, it wouldn't win.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got a tip back in January. Yeah. Back in January, and I put money on it, and I did win. And the name of that horse was Sharjah. And Sharjah is running today. In the champion hurdly doodah, I think.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I don't know. Well, I won money on it before, so that was in January.
What's his name again?
Sharjah.
Okay. Well, I guarantee every other horse running, if you're listening, probably, you know, no one else is going to tell you that the horse has won for them. So maybe give it a go. What time is it at today?
I think it's 3 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
Have a little look around. Sharjah.
Sharjah.
But look, don't blame me if it goes nowhere. Each way, by the way.
I think you've clarified that, Jim.
Piers Morgan has got into another row, this time with Jedward.
Oh, dear.
Pop Tins Jedward have...
Pop Tins, now I have to accept your first answer.
Pop Tins, don't be having any Pop Tins tomorrow. I've told Piers More Morgan Pop-tarts. To kiss my ass. Which one? There's two of them. During a heated row on Twitter. Is that really them on Twitter?
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's not.
Why would you be that surprised? Like,
because I've interviewed
Jedward.
Them, there's no way that they're that funny.
Ah, they were funny. They were.
They weren't that funny.
I think they were just...
I think they've got somebody else helping.
I think the chains have been taken off Jedward compared to them.
Dublin brothers John and Edward Grimes have had very vocal in their row with Piers. They're rowing over the...
They've kind of turned... They're calling people out on Twitter for the last sort of 6 months or so. And if it's not him, it'll be Lord Sugar and... They're looking for justice.
So Piers Morgan, when he left his gig, he shared a quote from Winston Churchill about freedom of speech. He shared it to his 7.8 million followers on Twitter. Wow. He says, some people's idea of free speech is that they're free to say what they like, but if anyone says anything back, it's an outrage. And then Jedward had to pop and said, get that Winston Churchill statue and blank it into Piers Morgan's back garden. It has no place in today's society.
Did they mean his bum bum or his actual
no,
back garden?
No, I think, I mean, like, take it down. They have to protect that Winston Churchill statue now. Have you seen that?
Oh, because of Piers Morgan?
No, the people want to take that Winston Churchill statue down.
Okay.
It's in London. And they want to knock it down.
Well, it's marking history.
But, like, they want, for various different reasons, you know, the things...
You can't erase history.
Things that Winston did that people don't agree with now. So, anyway... After seeing the tweet, Piers snapped back and retweeted the comment, I'd be honoured to have the statue in my garden. So he said, A, I'd be honoured to have the statue in my garden. B, Churchill saved Britain from the Nazis and contributed... Sorry, the fans have to blow the paper out of my hand. And contributed more to society ever than he breathed in your talentless, disrespectful clowns have done in your combined 58 years of gormless, tuneless imbecility.
That's
and they
no
came back
that.
With Kiss My... they came back in Irish, Pogue Mahone.
Pogue Mahone.
You'll have to look that one up. He probably knows it. He's half Irish, isn't he?
He knows that. Oh, is he?
Yeah, Piers Morgan.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Who was mad at that?
It doesn't matter, does it? We'll take all comers.
God, no. No.
Morning, says the texter. Morning. How are you?
Yeah, someone else is sending us tips for Cheltenham, but I don't believe that horse is actually running.
Is it one of those joke ones?
Yeah, people think.
Oh, that. Leaky tap, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still running. Foundation, you can put your house on it. Yeah, good one.
Creosote, it's great over fences.
V-neck, very good jumper. You can try this on your mates later. Ironing board, you can put your shirt on. I actually, a friend of mine sent me ironing board before and I was searching the paper for ironing board. Couldn't find it. And dusty rug, never been beaten.
There dusty rug, he's dodgy DJ.
You can send them to your mates and wind them up today.
It's dusty rug here till 10 p.m.
Okay. Dusty rug Cheltenham.
Stick your money in your pocket. It'll be a lot safer there, as I say every year. It's FM 104. Welcome to Tuesday / feels like Friday.
So look, a lot of people are loving the conspiracy guys. They haven't been with us for a couple of weeks, but they're back and they've been seeing some of the things that have been happening in the news, and they've got some theories about all of it.
Alright brother, long time no speak, yeah? Who do they think they are in RTE? Did you see that story on the news about a walrus? Well, he fell asleep on an iceberg and he came all the way down from Iceland and he landed in Kerry. Who does that? Nobody does that. That's a fella called Brian who is from the United States. He's a shapeshifter. He's coming down to try and warn the people of Kerry, you know, to show their teeth more, you know, to the guards.
Oh yeah, I know all about that walrus. He's just another animal being used as a distraction tool for the people. That other one, let's just call him Fungi, yeah? That used to be down there. Yeah, he started talking to people. He started telling them what was really going on. He was telling the truth to the people going out in the boats, you know, that were visiting him. He used to be jumping up and going, run! Splash back into the water. They're coming after you! Back into the water. New World Order! Back into the water. So they had to get rid of him. And now this walrus is here, you know? Pure distraction. So let's hope he sees the light and starts telling the truth.
Iceberg! I doubt it. Icebergs don't exist anymore. Have you not been seeing what's been happening? And then that Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby. They have the audacity to pretend they're doing...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dancing on ice. Like, why do they call it dancing on ice? It's skating. And they don't have any ice. It's all a fraud. Then nobody has any access to ice. Fact. See, they're doing half a side of salmon in Aldi for only $4.99. Oh, sorry. Wrong group.
Yeah, there's bigger things at play than blading icebergs melting. I can tell you that. I've done a deep dive on the Grammys the other night. Right? And you won, you know, Beyonce, yeah, she won all the awards and they're all celebrating her and all that. But you know what her surname is? Knowles. What does that spell out? No less. No less, people. We don't want you knowing the truth, so no less.
Tell you, man, they're watching you. Look at all the TV shows. People are willingly letting people into their houses with cameras to film them. Look at Gogglebox. Do those people not realise they're being filmed? Letting camera crews walk in, set up a camera and just walk out again. Homes of the year. Have you seen that? Three people walking through a gaff and they're like, just going around, I don't really like their cushions. Why are they letting them in? This is RTE looking inside people's houses and heads. I'm telling you, man. People need to wake up.
Yeah, man, well, you know, it's a complete surveillance state. Your man Dermot Bannon, he started the whole racket of getting in big windows into people's houses. What did they mean? It means it's easier for the government to spy in. It's not about natural light or nothing like that. It's so easy just to get a camcorder over someone's wall now and watch every single bit of what they're doing. The windows are too big. It's so obvious, man. It's sickening that these people don't realise that they're just a big magnifying glass for the government.
I was out driving the other day and I was on the M11. I kept going and next thing it turned into the M50. So the question to you is, what happened to M12 through to M49? Where are those motorways gone? I'll tell you where they're gone. Underground network of tunnels.
That's it, man, you've cracked it. It's underground tunnels. That's what it's all about. The whole thing. Shut down. You won't hear the mechanical rabbits burrowing all the underground tunnels underneath everyone's houses. What's going to happen then? The mechanical rabbits come up to your little plot where you're making your own food, your carrots and your cabbages, and are stealing them off you. Self-evident. I can't believe people aren't copping on to the mechanical rabbits. Listen, man, stay safe, all right?
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click. 10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
So what better day than today to talk to someone who used to work in a bookies? Good morning, Owen.
Morning, lads. How are we?
What's your advice for everyone who's about to...
Don't make an online betting account. Just keep your money.
There you go.
Keep your money. Okay.
Keep your money. Now, you're not in that that end of things anymore. You've moved on with your life.
I couldn't be bothered making an online betting account. The bookies were open, I'd have a go, but not anymore with the lockdown, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Now, you're also watching Your Honour. I've seen the first three. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I finished it, yeah.
Don't tell me anything.
You keep falling asleep during
gripping
the first.
Gripping, all right.
Oh, that's very good.
Give another whirl tonight.
Are you off tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Isn't everyone off tomorrow? Are you off tomorrow?
I am indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Owen, how do you do when you normally play in your own mind?
Very easy, but
no, we can't hear you, Owen. That's whatever's going on with your phone line. You're going.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
That's the same. Me and my brother every day we text each other our scores on the way into work.
Oh, so it's competition.
He knows better than me, so I'd say he's listening. I didn't tell him what was coming on, so he's probably having a fit in the car.
What's his name?
Killian.
Killian, no texting.
You're doing nothing, Killian. Right, here we go. 1,000 euro. We are ready. Yeah. Seatbelts on. Here we go.
Here we go.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What product do Bird's Eye make that sounds like part of your hand?
I can't hear that.
What product do Bird's Eye make that sounds like part of your hand?
Shout louder into the microphone.
Fish finger.
What Disney character is a wooden doll that wants to be a real boy?
I can't hear the question.
What Disney character is a wooden doll that wants to be a real boy?
Pinocchio.
What was Molly Malone selling?
I don't know.
Molly Malone. Sao Paulo is a city in which country?
Brazil.
True or false, a heptagon has 8 sides?
True.
Who's older by a month, Demi Lovato or Selena Gomez?
Demi Lovato.
In the card game Blackjack, what number can you not go over?
11.
Olivia Rodrigo sings what song that's currently number 1?
Driver's License.
How does Nicki Minaj spell her surname?
M-I-N-A-J.
And what car company makes the Passat?
Toyota.
Oh, Jesus.
What's wrong?
I just spilled coffee all over me jacks. Me cacks.
Me jacks?
I need to go to the jacks because of me cacks.
Okay. Nobby's had a coffee incident. You okay? You haven't burnt yourself, have you?
No, it's grand. Just feel cold and wet all over me balls.
Well, it could be worse. It could be hot and wet. Now, let's go through how you did. Cockles and Muscles. Molly Malone sold Cockles and Muscles alive, alive, oh.
You knew that one, didn't you?
No, I knew the Blackjack at 21, though.
It's the song, like.
Yeah. Cockles and Muscles. Sao Paulo is in Brazil. Well done. A heptagon has 7 sides, not 8. It was false. Demi Lovato was 1 month younger than Selena Gomez.
Jeez.
21 is right. Well, it was wrong actually for you, but you got 11. And Passat is a Volkswagen.
Jesus. That's bad.
It is bad, but
he's
trust
me.
You feel better than I do right now.
Can we hang on now? What's your brother's name again?
Killian.
Let's just wait for Killian's text to come through because you got 5. Let's see how Killian got.
Yeah, Killian 087-679-7104 is our number.
Yeah, if you want to text us, Killian, just go straight to us, bypass him. Straight in. What did you get? Did you get better than 5?
Oh, God.
He definitely did. I can hear him kicking himself.
Has anyone got a towel? Thanks
really?
For playing. I'm soaked.
No, but thanks.
Full cup of coffee. Thanks for playing F104's Instagram.
Wants to see a picture of Nobby in his Dubs jersey with a pair of Santa trousers on underneath because his other trousers are soaked. Look at that.
This feels
warm and dry and fluffy.
Horrendous. Like it's. Yeah, but they're red and they have their white bits down the bottom.
There's no white bits.
Oh, you got them?
What?
Oh, there's two.
There's two, yeah.
They're too big. They won't fit me.
When we both dressed up as Santa Claus a few years ago, we have those outfits, you see. We went house to house.
I think I found a blanket out there. I've just been soaking it up. I don't know who the blanket belongs to.
Oh, the Beetlebugs have jeans down there.
They won't fit me.
Well, there's a couple of...
Go Santa.
I can't wear...
Santa, everybody, what do you think? You want to see a picture of Nobby in a pair of Santa pants? Yeah, you do.
No one wants to see that.
Come on, what better way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day than wear Santa pants?
Killian has been back on to us.
Oh,
his brother.
Yeah, what do you get?
He got 9 out of 10.
Good man, Killian.
Come on, Killian.
Cockles and Muscles, never let him live it down.
Never heard of it.
Nod your noggin.
Come on, Paddy.
FM 104.
For all the snakes in your life.
That's a game changer of a song.
Happy
that can turn a night into a crazy night, that song.
Now, there were people asking us to play this.
Will you stop? We have a selection.
Some girl could have worn those jeans. I can't wear those jeans.
What's wrong with some girls?
What?
Well, they're women's jeans, is my point. You know?
Yeah. This is all about dryness. So, kids, this is the dilemma, right? This is the dilemma. Nobby's after spilling a huge cup of cold coffee all over himself, right? Right on his crotch area and all down his leg. And
like
he's
a cold, absolute, wet bum bum.
His jeans are soaking, absolutely cold and soaking. So what?
Crossy, they're hot pants. I'm
we
not,
found a pair of.
They shouldn't have even.
So kids, you vote.
That's
for,
a HR issue. You can't
so
even ask people to wear that.
We got a pair
anymore.
Of red hot pants, which are barely there. We got a pair of black hot pants, which are also barely there. We have a pair of black denims. They're cool, yeah, with an F4 logo on them. Company man. And we have another pair that don't have a logo on them.
They're skinny jeans. I don't wear skinny jeans. They don't work.
We also have kids, and this is the one I think kids want. We also have a nice, fluffy, warm, dry pair of Santa Claus trousers. From when we dressed up as Santa Claus a few years ago, we found them in the cupboard. They're warm, they're dry, and they're red. Do you think, no, we should wear the Santa Claus trousers or one of the other ones?
Echo!
Ship it up to Boston.
There's only 6,807 hours to Christmas, lads.
Stop.
Wear the pants.
You'll catch your death in wet clothes. Santa, 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 says somebody.
But, like, we're in radio, so no one's going to even know if I wear them.
It doesn't matter.
What are you going to do with them? Happy Paddy's Eve, everybody.
You'll catch your death in that.
It is very, like, and it's one side of my body is cold and really, really wet. I feel like I've had an accident. Like,
oh dear. Jamie is 7 today. Happy birthday, Jamie.
Happy birthday, Jamie. There's a few more birthday
requests.
There's
a few more
birthdays.
There's somebody who's 11. I can't find it now.
If you're 11 today, you know who you are. Hang on. We got a message from his mom. They listen in every day. Hang on. I'll be able to find them. Okay. One second. There we go. So that's Ryan Levy, who's 11 today. We listen
Happy
every morning.
Happy birthday, dude.
How's it going?
What do you think, everyone? Do you think Nobby should wear Santa Claus trousers?
What messages there, Jim? Come on, what are people saying?
Send in voice messages with off, 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 Santa, on.
Wear the Santa pants, Nobby.
Santa pants. It's what the children want, Nobby. You don't have to
the
do...
Children don't care.
Jim and Nobby, my name's Kayla Harrell, and I think Nobby should wear the red Santa Claus trousers. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. You're right. And a lot of kids are dressed up in Ireland gear and St. Paddy's Day stuff today.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. This is Emily. I think you should wear the Santa trousers.
Santa trousers, Nobby.
I don't know.
Double ding dong.
I'd have to get changed. What do you?
Can you not wear any pants and get a hairdryer and the coffee off the... get any...
Can you not wear any pants?
You can go and dry your trousers while you're wearing Santa.
My name's Aaron and I think you should wear the Santa Claus pants.
What?
Yes.
Where would I have a hairdryer? Do I look like I use a hairdryer?
We don't have a hairdryer, no. I'm sure there's a hairdryer in the drawer somewhere here.
Hi, I'm not O'Mahony. I'm wearing skinny jeans. Because
skinny jeans?
No,
okay.
No. I'm not wearing the hot pants.
Wear the Santa pants.
No.
Wear the Santa... You heard that's what the public wants.
Wear the Santa pants.
But I can't wear them home.
You're soaked. You can. Nobody's going to see you. There's no one out.
There are people out.
It's only you, me, and Frosty here. And Eamon, that's it.
I mean when I'm going home. I have to walk across the street of builders to a car park. I'm not walking by a load of builders in Santa.
And he's wearing a Dublin. He's wearing a Dub jersey, and he's wearing. And
Johnny Cooper gave me this.
Johnny Cooper's jersey and a pair of Santa pants.
This is Grace Edwards and Santa leggings.
Santa leggings. No, they're not those leggings that young ones are wearing now. You can't see through them.
Get those barely there pants on and post a picture, says Rachel.
Who needs to see that?
The Santa pants, Nobby.
Yeah, Santa pants, Nobby. That should be your new name, Santa pants, Nobby. Stay with us and find out what happens to Nobby's pants.
I'll have a think about it. It's F104.
This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Everybody.
It's not actually Kids in the Car.
It's in part two.
Kids in the Car. Kids in the Car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the Strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the Car on FM 104.
Nobody wants a wet dog. Get the pants changed. Skinny jeans. And you'll be high pitched for the rest of the show.
These boxes are all wet as well.
A lot of people saying go to the hand dryer in the loo. All the hand dryers are turned off for pandemic reasons.
Yeah, but also to be honest with you, it's the whole, it'll take you too long. You'll be there forever.
Well, I tell you what I'm looking at now, everybody. I'm looking at a pair of wet jeans. You should want to take them off my Santa trousers because I might want.
You don't need them.
I might need them for next year. Nobby is currently wearing
back to front.
An O'Neill's Dubs jersey given to him by one of the players, and he's wearing, everybody, a pair of red.
I do feel
fluffy,
a lot better, I have to say.
I told you.
Although my boxers are wet.
Oh, take the boxers
knickers
off as well, yeah.
I'm not going commando and Santa cacks.
Ah, it's Commando Santa. Commando Santa. Anyway.
Wait till Mrs. Claus sees me.
Okay, so fair enough. That's a step too far. So he's wearing Santa trousers. A lot of people.
By the way, they're kind of 3/4 length Santa trousers because you used to have boots on.
So you can see your ankles. So they're very hipster. Yeah.
I look like one of those.
Hi, Jim and Abby.
Hi.
This is Alex here.
Yeah.
Where are the Santa pants?
I am Alex. I am wearing the Santa pants.
Now, I don't know if he wants to have a picture taken and put it on our Instagram, but like, I think a lot of people demand to see the Santa pants.
I'm still waiting.
The amount of people just saying, I'm waiting. Where's the Santa pants?
Get the Santa pants.
They're on. He did it, everybody. He's got Santa pants on.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. It's your pal, Maddo. Today in school, it's green day for us and I have green hair.
Oh, cool.
Love the Irish music. Bye.
Bye. You've got green hair, I've got red pants.
So Nobby's the only person wearing a Santa Claus outfit in Ireland, I would presume.
Anywhere in the world. Oh, hang on. Here's Mr. Instagram Live now.
Okay, so if you want to go to...
I feel a lot drier than I was and a lot warmer, to be honest.
He's wearing a Dubs jersey and Santa pants. And we're trying to convince him to go commando.
Hill 16 is Santa only. No, I'm not doing the commando thing. That would just be weird. But yeah, I do feel better. But I can't walk. I hope they dry out because I'm not walking past a lot of builders later on this morning wearing these.
The builders don't mind. Should they wear it there?
You're right there, Santa, are you?
All right, Santa.
You're a bit lost. No way.
You're only half a Santa.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's grand and all. I'll do it till the end of the show because it's actually nice and cosy. They're actually very warm and fluffy.
They are fluffy. I told you they'd
like
be warm
and fluffy pajamas.
Yeah, exactly. Like a big pair of like a onesie. He's like a half a onesie in.
Well, look, happy Patrick's Day, boys and girls. If you're off tomorrow, well, obviously you're off tomorrow. So I don't know. A lot of people have been making leprechauns out of little lollipop sticks.
This could be if this goes well. You know, people could all next year on the eve of St. Patrick's Day, where they could all dress up in Dubs jerseys and Santa pants. Just in honour of this, this occasion.
And that was Santa dipping his hobnobs.
Okay. he loves hobnobs.
Thanks for that, John. Yeah. Okay, Dish the Dirt's coming up. We'll tell you about Johnny Depp. He's investigating Biggie Smalls in a new movie. That's a weird combination. Hadish gets hold of her Grammy on set of her show.
Oh, cool.
What Irish band were on Corden last night? And James Arthur will be playing tunes and chatting to us after 9 o'clock this morning.
It's all happening right here. Santa pants. Will he be Santa commando by 9?
Dish the Dirt
with Autobuy. Tell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Tiffany Haddish found out she won a Grammy while filming Kids Say the Darndest Things. She's celebrating her own big win. The comedian and host of ABC show Kids Say the Darndest Things scored her first Grammy last night in it for her special Black Mitzvah, which won Best Comedy Album. Unlike fellow divas Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion, Haddish was at work taping Kids Say the Darndest Things, so she didn't know about it. Here's her reaction.
You just won a Grammy.
I just love being nominated.
I just won a Grammy?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth.
Wait. Y'all see this thing in my ear? Y'all see this in my ear?
Tell them all you just won a Grammy. Congratulations. You just won the Best Comedy Album.
Y'all serious?
I'm serious. There's no lie. This is for real.
I really won?
Whoa, whoa.
You know a black woman hasn't won in that category since 1986?
Yes. I learned that from Black History.
Yeah. A black woman hasn't won for Best Comedy Album since Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow.
Good message for the kids to hear as well.
Yeah. Johnny Depp is back. He says he's going to be returning to screens in The City of Lies. It's going to be a new movie exploring the death of rapper Biggie Smalls, based on the book Labyrinth by Randall Sullivan. The new film dives into the murder investigation of Tupac and the notorious B.I.G., who died both in 1996-1997. And Depp stars as retired LAPD detective Russell Poole, who was involved in investigating the death of Wallace.
So it's actually called City of Lies.
20 years ago, you were a lead detective on the Biggie Smalls case, right?
Some suspect the shooting of the notorious B.I.G. is retaliation for last year's murder of Tupac Shakur.
Biggie didn't have Tupac killed.
A couple brothers get shot, and nobody gives a damn, do they?
The unsolved murder of two young men. You have any suspects?
As long as it's an ongoing investigation, some evidence stays locked away in the dark.
Who shot Biggie Smalls?
It's a riddle.
I knew I recognized that voice.
It's a riddle.
Forrest Whitaker.
Is it?
Deadly. He plays the journalist who was in it called Jackson.
What's the name of that Biggie song? And it's about, he's in his gaff and there's somebody coming around to shoot him. And he's the whole song is about what he's going to do when the person breaks into his house.
That's not very... Juicy then.
Is it?
No, I don't think it's Juicy. No.
Oh, it's great.
Good song though.
Can't remember if I must find it.
So we don't actually know exactly when. So this was a planned thing from 2018. Went off the boil. Now it's back on the table. But we don't know when.
What, that movie?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Check out the final trailer for The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the latest MCU series coming to Disney Plus March 19th. Marvel Studios' The Falcon and the Winter Soldier stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, also known as The Falcon, and Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes, also known as The Winter Soldier. Here is the latest trailer.
You might be in Bucky Barnes later on today with the horses.
We can't lose this fight. If we do this, we're going to do it our own way.
So we're partners, co-workers.
Not necessarily a team.
No.
We look damn good, though.
Oh, yeah. And last night on the Late Late Show with James Corden, ahead of Inhaler, it must be Irish week because of Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Inhaler are going to be on it, I think, tonight or tomorrow night, and they performed. They beamed in from Croker and they did their song. Things are different. I know the world's on fire, but there's beauty in the flame. And we don't know how much longer, but we know we're gonna come back stronger. Oh, just cause things are different, don't do anything, anything has changed. I'll be the light. It's kind of like being at Crow Park at a gig. Because there's all the lights and it's nighttime.
When you're looking like that.
But there's nobody there.
Who's played Westlife or who's played Crow Park more? Like Westlife.
I just keep singing that when
that's
it's on.
That's a great platform to get for the band though.
Oh, huge.
Fair play to them. Right, that is Dish the Dirt.
James Arthur is going to be chatting to us after nine about music, his new song, his collection of two different things, and being misunderstood. Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now beam into the home of James Arthur, who has the most incredible... Is it a shoe shrine behind you there?
Yeah, I realise how ridiculous that looks.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm what you'd call a sneakerhead, I think. Trainers and guitars, that's my two obsessions.
Good name for an album, trainers and guitars. What's your most indulgent purchase of the shoe variety?
Probably these Gucci's.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to get on here and start bragging about how much I train is, you know what I mean?
That's a bit rock and roll though.
Everyone has their thing. Everyone does have their thing. So
yeah.
You know,
They're year two. I presume there's a room with guitars then as well, is there?
There is, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've spent some coin on trainers and guitars, definitely.
God forbid, heaven forbid the house was burning down, would you grab the guitars or the runners first?
Oh, good question.
Ooh, good question. I'd definitely have to grab one or two guitars. Definitely. You never know when you might need them.
Speaking of guitars, the last time we heard from you, before we'll get to your new single in a second, but you did a metal version of
The
Business. Yeah. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. That was a lot of fun. What inspired you to take it in that direction?
I mean, the direction it was going in to begin with was pretty normal. And then I sort of took it screamo. It got a bit obscure. I was just being a bit silly there. But yeah, I used to be in bands that were quite heavy back in the day. I just thought it'd be interesting to take like the ultimate radio song,
yeah,
and turn it into a screamo post-hardcore sort of thing. I do have plans in the future to make a kind of like proper heavy rock album. This latest album that I'm bringing out is quite rock influenced. It's guitar based at least. I feel like rock is making a comeback via trap music. You know, like,
yeah,
I guess Post Malone, MGK, these guys are so bringing it back to mainstream via a kind of trap production. Or a hip hop production, if you like. I do have my heart set on a proper rock album at some point, like a real rock album.
And do you think that's needed to keep reinventing yourself as an artist, or are you just trying different things that you're into?
I think I've struggled to pick a lane. I just love so many types of music, and it's more for the love of it, really. I think it's good to keep reinventing yourself, and you know, there's ways you can do that and still strike a balance between making mainstream pop music that will work on the radio and music that, like, you know, you really, really love and close to your heart.
You're my bulletproof vest when it's getting dangerous. That is a good opening line for a love song.
Thank you. It's weird. We had this movie on in the room, and I wish I could remember the name of it right now, but it was like one of those kind of Tarantino-esque films. I really wish I could remember the title of it, but that kind of inspired that whole thing. Yeah, like you say, I wanted to say some stuff that maybe had in a bit more of an unorthodox way.
When you write these songs, I read a bit about you during the week that, you know, was kind of, to all the girls I've loved before, has anyone ever kind of said, is that one about me? Or are you conscious that when you're writing one of your songs that, you know, when they're from the heart, the person who it's about could come out of the woodwork and, you know, get in touch again?
Nah, I don't worry about that.
Okay.
I don't worry about it. I just block them in it.
So, I mean, like, the new single is fantastic, but you're not just happy with that. You're also dipping your toes into the acting world, I believe.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of things in the works. But I'm working on something that's quite cool that we're hoping to film this summer. Yeah.
Would it be fair, like, to say that as much as you could be in front of the camera, you strike me as the type of guy who'd you'd be backseat driving? Would you be trying to direct as well?
I'm beginning to start directing my own music videos more and more. It's funny you should say that. Yeah, I mean, being in front of the camera as me, as James Arthur, is, you know, I've kind of struggled with it in the past, you know. But I think when it comes to acting and sort of like surrendering your ego and for playing somebody else is a different thing, and I find that more comforting than like being like, hey, I'm James Arthur, here's my personality kind of thing. I like impersonating other people. I like being in control of the art that I'm putting out, you know what I mean. I'm a bit of a control freak in that sense.
A lot of major singers, like ones that you'd be surprised by, are actually quite shy in real life. You know, I mean, apparently Freddie Mercury is a very shy guy. Some of the major rock stars, when you see them on stage, you can't believe that in real life they're, you know, they're much more.
Yeah, there's definitely a persona. I think there's a, like, you sort of tread that line of like a persona, I guess. When I'm on stage, I'm a completely different person. To the point where, like, I think a lot of people think I've seen it online a fair bit, like, he's arrogant. I'm like, I'm not. I'm quite like self-deprecating and quite shy, like you say. But I think it's funny that people can get the wrong impression just because, you know, when you perform and you've got to be supremely confident. There's no point getting on stage and, you know, you can't be insecure up there. That's not going to work. It's not going to translate to an audience. So it's interesting you mentioned Freddie Mercury. He was like the epitome of that, wasn't he? Best showman, one of the best showmen there's ever been. Yet when you watch his interviews and on camera, he seems like quite a shy and retiring person.
And with that in mind, how you became a household name to so many people, was that not torture then in some...
It was in some ways,
yeah.
Of course it was, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I really struggled with that on the X Factor. I guess my ability to perform and to sing, you know, live and stuff was what really won me that show. I don't think I was winning any personality competitions, really. I don't know.
Okay, so there are all the talents that everyone knows about you. If we were to interview your family or friends and we said, what unique talents does James have? What's he really good at doing? Have you got any secret? Are you a great cook? Do you build Lego ships?
I'm not a great cook. But I don't know. Do you know what's interesting? I don't think people really get the chance to see that side of me. And I'm not about to tell you any jokes or attempt to make you laugh. But like my family and friends, they would say I'm the joker. If you like, they would say I'm the silly one. I'm just I'm I'm cracking people up. I think, but then again, I think my friends and family get my sort of dry sense of humor as well. But it's just something that's like, it's weird. Apart from the people who will have seen my social media and my stories that I post and like watch my live streams and things, you see that sort of more fun side to me there. But like a lot of time in interviews, a lot of the things that people want to talk about are like, mental health and things like that, which, you can't exactly make light of these subjects. And that's the narrative surrounding me thus far since the X Factor, those are the things that naturally people want to talk about. And it's difficult to sort of show a silly side to you then. But I think, if you ask my friends and family, they tell you I'm as silly as they come.
You seem like a guy, James, who has no problem saying no to people. Would that be correct? Good man. Fair play to you. So, with that in mind, what do you think of The Weeknd saying to the Grammys, "Look, I'm out. Good luck. You didn't nominate my great album. Good luck. I'm not interested now." So,
he's not even submitting his music. Is that what he said?
No, from now on. Yeah.
Well, I mean, fair play to him. I mean, how can you deny? How can you deny The Weeknd? He had the biggest song of last year.
Yeah.
How is he not nominated? Isn't it the biggest, the most streamed song of all time? Something like that.
Zayn was given out about it as well, but nobody seemed to care as much when Zayn said it. It was only when The Weeknd said it.
Right, okay. What was Zayn's gripe with him?
Well, Zayn, I think he just missed the deadline.
Yeah, his song didn't qualify. It wasn't released in the right time frame. But
he didn't make the cycle. All right.
Yeah.
I've been like, with the Brits, I've had my. I don't think I've said anything too scathing towards the Brits, but like, I think I've got on Twitter and grumbled about the fact that, like, I mean, Say You Won't Let Go. And was it Say You Won't Let Go? I don't know. But I had like, a billion streams or something and didn't really get a shout. And I was like, okay, these things sometimes are controlled by the labels year on year. Anyway, I don't want to get into the politics.
Let's go back to medicine, right? Because you said that you are doing the treatments for the videos and things like that. The video is really cool. Is that in an old theater or something that it was shot?
Box in Soho.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a famous club in London. It was perfect for the video because we wanted to have lots of different setups and different rooms, and that place provided us with all that.
Yeah. It's moody looking. It's good.
Mm.
Well, look, he may sometimes go on and say controversial things. At least he's interesting. So.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
That it makes life more interesting when people aren't vanilla.
I would like to be in the room when James Arthur is asked by some photographer to jump over a wall for a photo shoot or something like that. I just want to see you say no.
Could you hold up a platinum disc there, James?
It's not happening. Or maybe you just have somebody else go, "James doesn't jump over walls."
Yeah. he's not doing it.
Well, look, we're going to play medicine right now. Look after the runners. Long may your luck continue to buy more of them and guitars.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me on. It's been fun talking to you both.
You too, man.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Take care of yourself.
Cheers, lads.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.